Bill and Gabe Gulickson are the longtime owner-operators of the Bristol Bay Eagle near the boat harbor in Dillingham. Gabe says when she woke up last Wednesday morning, she knew almost immediately that their restaurant had been broken into yet again.
And I got up and I felt the cold air comes in. So soon, the first thing is pop into my head, oh no, now their window broken. So I turn around my head, sure enough, there was a window broken. And I said, good goodness sakes, this is an ongoing thing here. There is a $380 is gone. And then I seen all kinds of mess in the floor and table. My table is all scratched out by the glasses. And so I said, okay. He called the police.
The Gulicksons say the break-ins have become an unfortunately familiar problem they have to deal with as small business owners in Dillingham.
There's been 8 of them totally. There's been 5 attempted break-ins and 3 break-ins.
Break-ins.
And over a period of what, 16, 17 years?
We have to board everything.
We have to put plywood on all the doors and windows, even if we're gone for just a few days.
Just a few days or a week or a month.
The Gulicksons installed a video surveillance system not long ago, and when they pulled the tape, their burglar, wearing a blue and gray hoodie and white tennis shoes, was seen entering through the smashed window and leaving a minute and 42 seconds later. His face was covered, but Dillingham Police Officer Donald McIntyre, on viewing the tape, recognized him immediately. In fact, just 2 hours before the burglary, McIntyre had spoken with a 21-year-old man named Brendan Ramey at the Cottonwood Apartments, who was wearing the exact same clothing. McIntyre's conversation with Ramey was captured by the camera in his police car. An arrest warrant was issued, and Ramey was picked up and charged with burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. The Gulicksons were present as Ramey made his first appearance in court the following day.
I never want to involve in this type of thing, but it's going on too much and too long. So I said, well, I'm going to involve this time.
In court, Ramey waived his right to an attorney. The prosecutor, ADA Doug King, moved quick and told Ramey he'd drop the burglary charge if he'd plead guilty to the theft and criminal mischief charges and take a 2-year sentence in jail with 21 months suspended, meaning Ramey would spend the next 3 months in jail. Before offering the deal to Ramey, King talked it over with the Gulicksons.
The way we understood it was going to be the best that was going to happen anyway, and if it's the best thing that's going to happen anyway, why waste the court's money? It's taxpayers' money anyway.
That's right.
I said, I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money and, of course, a system and headache and trials and all that, and that's the reason why we render it quickly.
You know, we were actually hoping and praying that he would learn something from it, mm-hmm. and that it doesn't just, I spent my time, now I can go back to whatever I was doing.
Yeah, that's not what we want. We want him to think morally, think about it, and go in there and say, hey, I'm living a wrong kind of life, so I want to strive to better life, and so I don't have to end up in this place again.
Ramey took the deal, pled guilty on Friday, and was remanded to custody to begin his sentence. Rarely does the criminal justice system apprehend a suspect the day of the crime and have the case cleared with a conviction before the work week is out. Ramey offered regrets that he wouldn't be able to fish this summer, but did not appear remorseful about his actions. The Gulicksons say they are happy to have this case settled, but that there's more loss during a burglary than just the money in the register.
It's terrifying. Every morning wake up, and now, in the sense to this morning I wake up, what else going to be going on this morning? What else tomorrow? So it's kind of thing, you know, terrorizing type thing, because 5 times attempt to break in, 3 times to break in, and every year going by, I'm getting really discouraging in Dillingham. 20 years, I mean, we spent our lives 20 years here, and when we go to Anchorage or anywhere in Lower 48, comes back home in Dillingham, we feel very comforted. Now it's like, do I want to be here longer? Or do I want to be how many more years I want to spend? It's just a questioning.
Ramey has 3 months to serve in prison, 5 years of probation, and has 90 days to pay back the Gulicksons for the damage done and the money stolen. For breaking into the Bristol Bay Eagle and making off with some $380 in cash, 21-year-old Brendan Ramey now has a felony conviction on his record for the rest of his life. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.